Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Close your eyes for a moment. Imagine it's nighttime. No streetlights, no flashlights, and no phones. Just darkness and the twinkling of stars. Now imagine walking through the woods, not for fun, not camping, but because your freedom depends on it. So let me ask you something. If someone you loved was in danger, would you be brave enough to help them? Even if it was scary, even if it meant walking through the dark. Keep that question in your mind while we tell today's story, because it's about one of the bravest heroes in American history. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Harriet Tubman. A woman stands very still. Behind her are families, mothers, fathers, children, holding hands, holding their breath. If she makes one mistake, they could all be caught. Someone whispers, "I'm scared. I want to go back." The woman turns and says something very serious. "If you go back, everyone could be in danger." That woman was Harriet Tubman, and this was only one night in her amazing life. Harriet Tubman wasn't always called Harriet. She was born in 1822 in Maryland. Her birth name was Araminta Ross, but her family called her Minty. Minty grew up on a plantation. She was born into slavery. That meant she and her family were not free. She had 8 brothers and sisters, and they were all forced to work very hard without being paid. They were not allowed to make their own choices. Even as a little girl, Minty was strong and serious. She had to work very hard. She carried heavy loads. She worked in fields and homes. She wasn't allowed to go to school and never learned to read, but she was incredibly smart. She didn't like unfairness. She didn't like seeing people hurt. And she especially didn't like when her family was in danger. She loved her parents deeply, but slavery meant families could be separated at any time. Families being torn apart was something that made her heart hurt deeply. Imagine being a child and knowing your brother or sister could be taken away.
Why are they taking him away? Why can't family stay together?
That fear stayed in Minty's heart. When Minty was about 12 years old, something happened that changed her life forever. One day, she was sent to a store. An overseer, a person who forced enslaved people to work, was angry because another enslaved person had tried to run away. He shouted. He picked up a heavy metal weight and threw it. It didn't hit the person he aimed for. It hit Minty instead. In the head, she fell to the ground and was knocked unconscious. For days, she drifted between sleep and waking. After that injury, Minty had headaches and would sometimes suddenly fall asleep without warning. But something else happened too. She said she began having powerful dreams and visions. Even after being hurt, even after suffering, she believed she had a purpose. That was one of her biggest emotional moments. She had been hurt deeply, but she survived, and she believed she was meant to do something important. In her heart, a quiet but powerful thought grew.
I was not meant to live my life in chains.
Years later, Minty grew up and got married. She changed her name to Harriet after her mother, but she was still not free. Then she heard terrible news. She might be sold, which meant she could be taken far away from her family. That was the moment, the turning point. She made a decision. She would escape. One night in 1849, when Harriet was about 27 years old, she made a choice that took incredible courage. She decided to escape with her 2 brothers. No suitcase, no map, no flashlight, just the night sky. She followed the North Star for days and nights. The North Star always points north, and north meant freedom. She walked through forests, across rivers, through towns where people were paid to catch her. If she were caught, she would be punished severely, but she kept going. She hid during the day and traveled at night. Hungry, tired and scared. Until finally, she crossed into a free state. She made it to the city of Philadelphia. Harriet was free. I looked at my hands and they were my own. I was free. Now here's the moment that makes Harriet extraordinary. She could have stayed safe. She could have started a new life. But instead, she turned around. She went back. Back into danger. Back into slave states. Back into the woods at night. Why? Because her family was still there. Her friends were still there. Harriet became a conductor on the Underground Railroad. No, not a real train underground. It was a secret network of brave helpers, safe houses, and hiding places that helped enslaved people escape to freedom. Because everything had to be done in secret, they used railroad terms. Various routes were lines, stopping places were called stations, those who helped along the way were conductors, and the people they were helping to escape slavery were known as packages or freight. The network of the Underground Railroad went in all directions throughout 14 northern states. Over the next 10 years, Harriet made about 13 dangerous trips back south. She guided about 70 people to freedom, sometimes taking them as far north as Canada. She gave instructions that helped many more. Harriet led people at night, in the cold winters when the nights were longer. She guided people through forests, across swamps, and along secret paths. She used songs as secret messages. She disguised herself. She carried a gun, not to hurt people, but to protect her group. She once said, "I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves." People began calling her Moses because she led people to freedom. Imagine walking in the dark, holding someone's hand, and if someone became too afraid and wanted to turn back, "You'll be free or you'll die trying. We keep going." And they did, again and again. She would encourage them firmly. She knew going back could endanger everyone, the people she was helping to escape, and those that gave them shelter and helped them along the way. She carried courage in her heart. Harriet never lost a single person. Harriet Tubman didn't just free people. She proved that one person, even someone who started life with no freedom, can change history. She showed that bravery isn't loud. Sometimes it's quiet footsteps in the dark. She reminds us that courage can also be kindness. She didn't just think about herself. She helped others, even when it was dangerous. Because of Harriet, many people found freedom and hope. She even helped them find jobs. She later became a nurse during the Civil War and worked as a spy. She even helped lead a military mission that freed more than 700 enslaved people in one raid. That made her the first woman in U.S. history to lead an armed military operation. She also fought for women's rights later in life, speaking alongside another brave woman, Susan B. Anthony. She believed deeply in helping others her entire life. She didn't have power or money, but had lots of courage, and she showed it many times during her 90 years. Harriet Tubman was a brave and strong leader during the darkest times. She showed courage. She risked her life again and again. Selflessness. She didn't just save herself, she saved others. Faith. She believed she was guided and protected. Determination. She never gave up, even after injury and hardship. Hopeful. She believed freedom was possible. Those are traits you can practice too. She once said, "Every great dream begins with a dreamer." As we wrap up, here are some fun Harriet facts. She spent her final years in Auburn, New York, where she helped start the Harriet Tubman Home for the Aged. There was a reward for thousands of dollars offered for her capture, but she was never caught. She used music as a secret code. The songs carried hidden messages about escape routes and timing. She was once married to John Tubman, a free African American. After she escaped slavery, she came back for him, but he had married another woman. So before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Harriet Tubman.
How many people did she help escape to freedom? How old was she when she escaped? She was a spy during which war?
Remember the question we asked at the very beginning. Would you be brave enough to help someone, even if it was scary? Harriet Tubman answered that question again and again. She walked through the dark, she faced danger, and she helped others find freedom. You don't have to cross forests at night like Harriet did. But maybe your bravery looks like standing up to someone being bullied, telling the truth even when it's hard, trying again when something feels scary. Harriet Tubman reminds us, freedom matters, kindness matters, helping others matters. And even a child who once felt powerless can grow up to lead hundreds to freedom. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.